Shir Lamin Bab Mitzvah continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chaf Dal Tei Beis Etov Shem Mem Zayin January 25th, 1987 on Sunday continued.
How can a Nachman say Chirat Ben Yishin Ismalei Moshav Tirat Yer Kone Pri Yerim Kone Pri Yerim Masra Kone Masra Rui Kone Masra Rav Nachman Rav Nachman who says Kone Yishin Ismalei So, kach havei kiragi mishin ismalei. Because he is the bailing, the one Shimon is the bailing of the water. The Rashi goras also mal saba kone mal saba loy kone vili goras chaverei. So Rashi's gears is not whether a man be a mitzil chaverei kone chavero loy kone, but whether a man be a mitzil chaverei is kone loy kone vili goras chaverei vichule sabre loy kone chaverei. Why is Rashi here that way? Because of this Gemara. Here the Gemara says the Rav Nachman holds and that be a mitzir Rav Nachman and Rav. Both hold that be a mitzir Chaveirei is lo ikon Chaveirei, so how can we be geiles? Mag be a mitzir Chaveirei, kon Chaveirei plie. So then it would follow that Rav Nachman who says Kragen is his Malalei, he holds and be a mitzir Chaveirei, kon Chaveirei, kon Chaveirei. When the Gemara says here that Rav Nachman holds and Rav Mitzil Chaveirei is like a Chaveirei, so because of that Rashi says the great deal of the day is that Rav Mitzil Chaveirei kono is plie. So the reason is like and Rav Nachman holds the Tarabia Mitzil, here the Gemara says, the Tarabahot, and the Mitzil Chaveri, Loikon Chaveri, so how can we be gayless? That my Bim Chaveri, Kon Chaveri, Loikon Chaveri, Fliege, so then it would follow the Tarabahman holds, the Tarabia Mitzil Chaveri is, my Bim Chaveri is Kon Chaveri, and that's the reason as to why Krab, which is Maulay, so because of that Rashi is gayless. And Magbis will have very kono, loy kono, the achenik. So then we saw the Rashi, we go last, the kule sabad loy kono, chavere, el Rav Nachman soba, the man be a name loy kono, so kono Rashi's gear, say everybody is made, Rav Sheishe, said Rav Nachman al meide, the Rav Yemitzel chavere, is loy kono, chavere, is loy kono, chavere, but Rav Nachman says that the Magbir Mitzil Chaveirei, so in the Magbir is Loikono, in the Magbir is Loikono. So when they receive in the Magbir is Loikono, so in Meile, when Chaveirei takes it from him, so he's kingdom in a Hefgea. So that's why Rav Nachman says, Kiradlei Nishin Ismalei. Not because at the very outset, when Reuven filled up the pail with water for Shimon, so Shimon acquired title in the water. Shimon did not acquire title in the water, but Rav Nachman holds that Arambia Mitzir Chaveirei, that Arambia Mitzir Chaveirei is both agree, Rav Sheishes and Rav Nachman agree that Loikon Chaveirei. So at the very outset, the Chaveirei Shimon was not king of the water. Not king of water. But the question is, since Shimon was not king of the water, did Reuven acquire title in the water? So Rav Nachman says, that Reuven did not acquire title in the water either. Why not? Because inasmuch as he had the intention to acquire that shemen shugzeichen water, so he didn't want to become the owner of water, and since he didn't want to become the owner of water, so Baal Kochei, he cannot acquire title in water. So since he did not acquire title in water, and Shimon didn't acquire title in water, so when Reuven gave it to Shimon, so Reuven in effect gave it over Shlehevka to Shimon. So Mele Shimon was able so to be Zeichen. That's why Rav Nachman says, Kiradu Mishin Ismalei, the Rashi goes, so Mazla Kormas Luikone, Luigos Haven, Luisav Luikon Haven. Rav Nachman says, Minama Luikone, Luikam, Zulok Haven, Menu, and Shimon figured up on him. Konina Efka, Shem is Haven, Niknees, Avo Amandia, Luik, Dia, Niknees. But he never intended to acquire title. Rafeshes of a dikona animalei dichim likono chavei ukono ukacha reagom kiragom. The contrashe machleikes between Rafeshes and Nachman is a question as to whether the animalei himself is keni or not. So Rav Sheishe holds the Mali himself is Kene, and the Nachman holds the Mali himself is not Kene either. Why is the Mali himself Kene according to Rav Sheishe? Because inasmuch as Shimon was not Zeiche, so Mele he is Zeiche. And Rav Nachman holds no, that neither one is Eichen. Shimon is not Eichen because I'm being Shechaber Eivu and Chaber Eiv. And Reuven is not Eichen. Because he didn't intend to be Eichen. He intended that Shimon should be Eichen. So he wasn't effective in enabling Shimon Vizeche. But he himself could not be Zeche because he did not want to be Zeche himself. Im Agbir zu Chaveri Kono or Loi Kono Pride. So that means, according to Rav Sheishes, so the Mimali is Kene, inasmuch as he intended to be Zeiche for Shimon, and Shimon couldn't be Kene. So Mele, he is Kene, because even though he intended that Shimon should acquire title in the water, so that was his rotzen that the first one to be Kene should be Shimon, but his unexpressed rotzen is that if Shimon cannot be Kene, that he should be Kene, and Rav Nachman says no, he is not Kene either. From Tamsire Joson Nachmeide, the Koner Chaveri, the Nechavlache. Now, according to Rav Tamsgirze, so then the Kashi is, how can Rav Nachman say, Amagbiya Meitzia Lechaveirei, is Kono Chaveirei, that's why it's the Kiraglei Mishen Ismaulei, is Kono Chaveirei, how can Rav Nachman say that, but Rav Nachman here says the contrary. How How can we say there that he's gonna have a ray? The answer is, why does Rav Nachman say here, Haman bir mitzira chave erei? Is lo ikono chave erei? Because by picking up the mitzira for Shimon, so then it will involve a detriment to all the other people who would have an opportunity, who otherwise would have an opportunity to be there. Masha'im came here by water, there is so much water in the city that there is enough water for everybody, for women and for Shimon and for many, many other people, so it cannot be considered as it is. So according to Rav Natan, Rav Nachman holds that Abir Mitzir Chaveirei is Lohikon Chaveirei. There's another pshat in Rav Natan. Ve'ed in Rav Natan b'shapel galsin u'chavereit. Ve'isov Rav Nachman d'lo ikon u'chavereit. Ki hoche, so then the question arises, so how is it kimni shenis ma'olei if it's lo ikon u'chavereit? So he doesn't acquire title in the water, so why should it be kimni? So, but since he intended that Shimon, since when he intended Shimon should acquire title in the water, and Shimon is not, so then Reuben acquires. So, since he didn't intend to be Kene, so then Reuben is not Kene either. So the melee it remains Hefker until the moment when Rim turns it over to Shimon. So then Shimon is Echem Hefker. So that's why it can grabble in Mishen Ismalei. No Kafishnos was going to grabble. Rashi is in Sova Akonel Chaveri. It amir zoho in Nafshei. Midi boi zoho in Nafshei. Vechim lei konel Chaveri. Oh, so Rashi is in Sova. That Bitzel Chaveri is Kono Chaveri, because why Kono Chaveri? Because Miri Boi Zohar in Nafshei, Zohar Nafshei Bechim Kono Chaveri Mitam Di Zohar in Nafshei, Via Di Zohar in Nafshei Avi Kiraglo, Vashti Nami Di Zohar in Chaveri Avi Kiraglo, Beliodit Minei Yim Tchum Yim Vavu Boi Zohar in Nafshei. So according to the second Lashon Rav Natan, so both hold Arabiya Mitzir Chaveirei, Arabiya Mitzir Chaveirei is Loikon or Chaveirei. Is Loikon or Chaveirei. So Mele, so Shimon cannot be Kene, and Reuven is not Kene either because he didn't want to be Kene. So the Mele, no one is Kene, so it's Hefker. If it is Hefker, so then when Reuben handed over to Shimon the pail of water, so then Shimon is Echem na Hefker, so it's Geragim, which is Malay, and Rav Sheishes holds that that Tanakbir Mitzil Chaveirei is Koner Chaveirei. Why Koner Chaveirei? Shimon is Kene. Because Reuven is Migdi Boizok and Nafshe, he could become for himself some Mele, he's a Bahoche to be Mizake. Shimon should be Kene. But so then there is an extra Aloche in Irubi Trum, since Shimon is Kene because of Migdi Boizok and Nafshe, he's Zochle Chavre. And suppose he would be Zeichu in Nafshi, so then it would be Kiraglei Hanumalei. So even though now Shimon is Zeichu, but Shimon is Zeichu on account of the fact that it's Biyodei, that he should be Zeichu. So it has to be the way it would have been if Reuven had decided that he should be Zeichu. If Reuven had decided that he should be Zeichu, so then it would be Kiraglei Reuven. So now the Shimon is Zeicher on account of the fact that Reuven could be Zeicher, so it's also Kiragel. Rafshiri Sova Kone Chaveir Mitam, Higid Zohon Nafshei, Vechidu Kone Chaveir Mitam Zohon Nafshei, Vyab Zohon Nafshei Ave Kiragel, Vashin Namedi Zohon Lechavre Ave Kiragel, Vlodit Mineilu Yintchumim Vare Vikul Zohon Nafshei. Tefes li balchein di mokim shchav lacher im lo ikono Mashi pir shrashe mish blos shliach. So Rashi says we discussed it last week. Tefes li balchein lo ikono kidom vikshubes di lafko kmineili is kifes minglo vichav leilu miachas lo yoso isi ane ish shliach li tvei as a shliach li tvei is so thus implying, suppose the Malve for whom this person grabbed had appointed this person the Shliach to grab, then it would be effective. In other words, Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, Reuven owes $1,000 to Levi, and Shimon appointed Yehuda as the Shliach to grab for him, even though Levi is another creditor, and when Yehuda grabs for Shimon, he thereby deprives a Levi of the opportunity to grab. So it's half Levi. So in view of the fact that Yehuda was appointed as a shliach by Shimon, so then it's effective as if Shimon had himself grabbed. Because of Shulchan Shalom Kimei say, Mashi Pishkashos le Shliach in Yire, the Ferik HaKeis it Mash Magavi Uta the Yive Bachoshe, the Tevez the Balchei Mokshin Rachir is Loi Kona Apilos Shliach, so let's see the Mark. Happy Dalai. Let's see the Mishneh. That's the Dalad of Dalad. Mishneh is in the Achisho, who Balchei the Yoshi. Why are you picoting the new Rebbe Racherim? Suppose Reuven was married, so he owed the Ksuve to his wife, and upon his death, it becomes due. So the wife, the Almone, is entitled to collect the Ksuve. And Reuven owed money, he also borrowed money, let's say, to Shimon. Now he died, so Reuven had two creditors. his own wife. And Shiva, his creditor, And Reuven has children, he died and he has children. And let's say 200 Jews, or let's say 1,000 Jews, 200 Jews, Ikak Shuvi, and 800 Jews, Tesis Shuvi. And he borrowed from Shimon 8,000 Jews. So they are three Baladi, everyone, and the Hoyle Picotin and Yulin Yerachim, and Ruvay lent $1,000 to Leif. He borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and he lent $1,000 to Leif. Or suppose he didn't lend $1,000 to Leif, but he deposited, let's say, a diamond watch that was worth $1,000 with Leif. Then he died. So there are many customers who want to grab the watch. The wife, the widow of Reuven, she wants to grab the watch because she has to collect her ksuvah and teis ksuvah. In total, it's $1,000. The watch is worth $1,000. Shimon, he also wants to collect because Reuven borrowed from him $1,000. And Levi is the Shema. So he has the watch of Reuven. So Shimon wants to collect that watch from Levi. Or suppose Levi is the debtor who owes, so he wants to collect the $1,000 from Levi. So the question is, who is able to collect the diamond watch? So Haftarpin, you know, Smulikeshel Shoben. So Haftarpin says it should be given to the weakest litigant. Who is the weakest? So there's a Machlekes in Gemara. One Mandoma says that the weakest means the one who is weakest in his rais. The one who is weakest in rais. Now they have two litigants. One is the Balchei, and one is the widow. So who is the weaker one? The one who shtar is miuchar. In other words, the one who shtar is miuchar, he's the weaker one.
He's
the weaker. What?
Miuchar?
Miuchar, later.
Oh,
let's say the chayiv has the date of Tovshin Aleph. And the ksuvah has the date of Tovshin. So the chayiv is the keishel, because he is the miuchar. And then one mandala says, keishel means the widow. The widow is always the weaker. Why? Mishum chayiv. In other words, the weaker sex, I mean, she yimtzu anoshim, chayiv bin anoshim, v'yenisis lehem. Shall I eat it again or perhaps it's supposed to be? A woman is relatively weak. So the man is more in a position to take care of himself and to cope with his problems than a woman. So that's Raptal. Chavakidei meri merachun bedin. You can't apply rachmanes here. But here you have to apply din, and there is aloche misaradin, there is aloche of bitautle di yasne loy mishtabde. Bitautle yasne mishtabde. After all, if Reuven had left karkois, real property, so then the ishe could be gave, I mean the balchev could be gave, but he didn't leave any real property. Only personal property, because a milveh. And the Gemara says that The means, the milve means in the milve. Is bisimke. Is the milve is bisimke. The milve is bisimke. That's the contrary. The milve, if the milve is munabushu sarabi, is milvishu sarabi. So, Raptaufen holds, the Tidin do Raptaufen holds, say, please, there is aloha from Tautel Yasmol in the Shtabi. But since the milve, that Shimon owes to Ruvein is lying bikarka, some mele the Ishe or the Balchei can give it. So the Balchei, let's say Levi is the Balchei, so he can give it. Even though mitalti yasmin lebishtabdi, and Rabbi Akiva says no. Even though there is bikorim, so there is no tefis. There's a machlok. Then the Gemara mentions that bidaled on the base, the fourth line from the end of the omit, yema bachoshe have a mosik beizuze ba'agavra. Yema bachoshe was the malve of a certain person. So that person owed the Ahu Gavre, owed him a Bachoshe a certain amount of money. Shochit. So that Ahu Gavre died. He shoved out and he didn't leave any real property, but he bought, he left. Omoli Lishluchay. So him a Bachoshe heard there was a boat that was left by the Ahu Gavre, he told the Shliach, Omar Mishluchay, Zil Tafzimra, go and grab it from him. So here we have a case where the Balchev, Yema Bachoshe was the Balchev, the Malve of the Ahu Gavre who died. So he told him, Zil Tafzimra, he appointed to a Shliach to grab it. Ozil Tafzimra. So he went and he grabbed the boat, in other words, he sat in the boat and he started to row the boat. For Yema Bachosh, Pogebe Rafbob Herabune Breda Rabishwa, they were also creditors of the Ahu Gavre, just as Yema Bachosh was a creditor of the Ahu Gavre. So in other words, the Ahu Gavre had three creditors. Yema Bachoshe was one creditor, and Rav Pope was the second creditor, and Rav Unibrid Rav Yeshua was the third creditor. But somehow Rav Pope and Rav Unibrid Rav Yeshua, they worked together. So they saw that Yema Bachoshe wasn't there, you know, to collect the debt by grabbing the boat. If Yema Bachoshe himself had been there, so then they wouldn't have stopped it, because Yema Bachoshe had as much right to grab the boat as they had, and he was his oris, he grabbed it first, so really he has it, Kolaki Yimzoch. But Yema Bachoshe remained at home. He appointed a shliach to grab it. So they said to the shliach, listen, that's not fair. I mean, you're not grabbing it for yourself, you're grabbing it for Yema Bachoshe. So we have a priority, because we are Balevorim themselves, whereas you are not a Balevorim, you are just trying to collect for somebody else. But so Tevis Balchim Mokshechav La'Acherim is beyond the Kirchen, HaTevis Balchim Mokshechav La'Acherim is Loikam. So Tavsu'inu. So they grabbed it. Anyway, so they did not led
the
Shliach of Shema Bachoshi to grab it. Why? Because of David Malchay, Mokesh Chavla Achiri, is Loikone. But according to Rashi, this halacha shouldn't apply here, because it only applies when somebody midas atzme volunteers to grab for another person. But if he doesn't volunteer to grab for another person, so then he can't be tefes lo balchei, because shnukas lo nekemeise. So how is it that Rabbi Yeshua stopped the shliach from grabbing? So it's ignored before Rashi's, neged Rashi's, neged Rashi's.
When
yes,
in these times, there was no other way of dividing up the property of a nevter besides that everyone came and grabbed what they wanted. I mean, is that how things really operated?
No, you see, these Rapop and Rabunet and Rabbi Yeshua themselves, they acted according to the shite of the town. We don't even pass like Tav, we pass like Rakia. So, and according to Rav Tav, so there is a special halacha that in the case where there is a chifetz, that even though it halter yasno le mishtabde, but if it is not in the reshus of the Yorshim as yet, let's say it's over the reshus Rabbi, or it's in the reshus of the Shemer, so then there is a schus by the obligee to the whether the Ksubasisho or the Balchei to grab it. But if there had been, let's say, Kakois, so then Bezden would do it for them. And then if somebody would be a Shtar Mugden, so then he would get it. Suppose they would have, you know, the same shtores, the same date, so then Bezdin would divide it equally among them. But here there was a special situation, because there was no nechosim karkois on which there was a shibud. But only because there was an asset, like a boat that was not in the reshus of the yorshim as yet. So and they acted according. They held like a town. So mainly in this special situation, so there is a schutz for the Balchei to grab. So mainly it's not chayach to say, yeah, why isn't it divided? Because it wasn't done by Bezden, it's only a schutz by the Balchei.
Bezden doesn't have jurisdiction in such a thing?
No, it doesn't have jurisdiction, because we talk to the Yasmin is going to establish. Now last week we mentioned the various derutzi. Teretz by the Mashor, Teretz by Mashor, and by the Shach, and the Teretz by the Tzitzachish. Now what is the Marshos Teretz? Marshos Teretz is the Marshos says in Ksuve that when Rashi says that Mahash Leosevis and Isha Shliach Litveis does imply if he did appoint him with the Shliach, so then he can grab, even though it's Chavla Achirin, so it's only in the case of a Magbir Mitzir Chavere, it's a Magbir Mitzir Chavere. So there is one Mandoma who says that even if he wasn't appointed in Shliach, he still can be there, because we get the boy Zachar Nafshei, Zachar Chavai. So really, even the Mandoma who says that we don't say ordinarily, we get the boy Zachar Nafshei, Zachar Chavai. So it's only when he wasn't appointed the Shliach. So we don't say, we get the boy Zachar Nafshei, Zachar Chavai. But where he was appointed the Shliach, then we do say, we get the boy Zachar Nafshei, Zachar Chavai.
What was our mission?
Our
mission
then
was appointed
a shliach. We're not talking now about the mission. We are talking about Din here and the Gemara. So this is what the Masha says. That when Rashi says that if he was appointed a shliach, so then he can grab, even though it's Chavachineh, so it's only in the case of Arambi and Mitzir Chaveri, but not in the case of Tefes Lebalchayim. So really there is no kashet from the Gemara in Ksuvis, because in the Gemara in Ksuvis it wasn't, it didn't involve the case of Mabim Tzul Chaveri, but of Tefes Lebalchayim, so even if was a shlich. So, Yachos Dovid, he says that this Mashal is contrary to the Rashi, because Rashi says before it, when Kona Kedikoma Biksubes, Kona Biksubes, the love called Mnei Lies, keep it Mela Bichab Leilu Naacha, shall you also say a Neisha Shliach Litveis? Neisha, what does Neisha mean? Does he have reference to Mitzia? Neisha means the one to whom money is due, the Abligi. So Rashi is not saying it in connection of Mitzia, he's saying it in connection with Tefes Lebalchayim. So how can the Masha say only because of Migadi Boy Zochel in Nafshei Yizochei Lechavrei? So I said last week that what the Masha means is this. By Tefes Lebalchayim we can also visualize a case where it's Migadi Boy Zochel in Nafshei Zochel Lechavrei. Suppose Ruvein owed $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven owed $1,000 to Levi, and Reuven owed $1,000 to Yehuda. Now Yehuda is a rich man. He's not interested in revenue. He has enough without revenue. But Shimon is a poor man, and Levi is a poor man. So then Shimon is a poor man, and he really needs the tfiseh, the grabbing, but he's not in a position to grab. So he appoints Yehuda as a shliach. And he says to Yehuda, you are a rich man, so you're not interested in grabbing. You don't care now.
You don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it. But I need it, and you are a good friend of mine. I am appointing you as a shliach to grab it from me. So then Yehuda goes to grab. And then he meets Shimon. So Shimon says, for whom are you grabbing? So he says, I'm grabbing for Shimon. So he says, so Levi says to him, you're grabbing for Shimon? What right do you have? If you want to grab for yourself, okay, I can stop you. But I'm going to stop you if you want to grab for Shimon, because after all, you are grabbing for someone, and it's not for yourself. So in such a case, if you hadn't been appointed to shliach, so then he wouldn't be able to grab for Shimon. But since Yehuda was appointed as a shliach by Shimon, so merely can grab. So this is what the Masha means.
He says, because is this telling on the fact that he's a shliach, or also on the fact that he's also a creditor himself?
Both together. I mean, we'll soon explain how you make such a pshara. Both together. Monefshara. All right, I'll explain it. But this is what the Masha means. It's not that Masha didn't look into the Rashi. I mean, even a child can see that Rashi is saying it in connection with Tefes Lebalchayim. But the Masha means Rashi is saying it in a case analogous to Matbiyah Mitzil Chaveri, where we have the svare of nigdi boizochle nafshi. So by Tiris Baal Chaim, if we have the svare of nigdi boizochle nafshi, we also say it. This is Rashi. Now then the Shach, Nisim Kofei, he says that when Rashi says Yachash Leosha is Yanish Shliach Mitveis, he doesn't mean just Shliach. He means Yachash Leosha is Yanish Shliach Mitveis to get paid for it. In other words, if Shimon said to Yehuda, you go and grab the $1,000, the boat, let's say, if collect my debt that Reuven owes me, and you collect, you grab the boat to collect the debt that Reuven owes me, and I'm going to give you a commission when you do it. So is a payout. So you have payout and balabites. So that's the Shach starts on Rashi. So the Nachwas Dovid, I mean the Tzisacheshen, and the Nachwas Dovid, they are Masik and the Shach. They say, first of all, many things. First of all, Rashi doesn't say, Miacha shall also is the Anish Shliya Bescha. So Rashi should say, Miacha shall also is the Anish Shliya Bescha. That he gave me commission, he's a payer. He says, Machash Rosan is a Shulia. So it's a Mashma. Even the Chino. That's number one. Number two, when do we say Yapilk Yad Malabais? Not any worker, but if he's a payer, like he made a servant who does everything for Malabais. Everything. Washes and cooks and cleans, everything. Some Mele. We say at payer rabbis, but if somebody is a payer to do a specific type of work to type or to answer the telephone, so then we don't say at payer rabbis, somebody is a telephone operator of the balabais, and then he'll be magbia in mitzie. He'll be in Magbia and Mitzie. So for the Balabais, for the employer of Zeir, it's only if he's a servant, but like an Evet. Not an Evet Naini, but he's an Evet. He does everything for the Balabais. But somebody is a telephone operator, or he teaches, he gives lessons to the son of the Balabais. Then he'll pick up a Mitzie, so he's a pilgrim of Balabais. Only if he's like a maid, you know, a servant, like an Eved, that's number one. And even if somebody is a payal who does all the work, like a servant, a maid, all the work from the rabbis, so it's only shayach in regard to mitzias. So again, it's based upon the fact that nigadi boy is ochle nafshei. So it's ochle chavai. So even if we don't say it generally, but in regard to payah, we do say it. Mashenki migabi tifis l'malchei, where there is no inyan of being zeiche for himself. So then even a full payah who is a servant, a maid, we still wouldn't say yat payah jadra. That's the tiny of the Tzisacheshen. There's a tiny of the Tzisacheshen and an Achazot. Now the Tzisacheshen gives another time. I mean, there are no tainis, svore-wise, on the svore level, against the Tzisacheshen stars. The Tzisacheshen says that Neishen mentions certain psukim in Tanakh, that Neishe has two meanings. Neishe can be descriptive of the Malve, and Neishe, let's say, the Aftor of Vayero. Neishe bolo kachas es hayolodi, v'yish achas soa kol alisha. Vanisha, so their Nisha is reference to the Maori. But there are certain psukim, I don't remember, there are certain psukim Tanakh where Nisha is reference to the Levi. To the Levi. So the Mele, Rashi, when he says, Me'achash, we also say, Anisha, Shmiya, he says, he doesn't mean Anisha, the Maori, Shimon. But Me'achash, we also say, Anisha, Shliach, he says. In other words, a lady, let's say Reuven, owed Shimon $1,000 and the old lady $1,000. And Shimon didn't want openly, you know, to give the boat that he has to Shimon, because then lady will complain, what is it? Mass appointment of a favorite is an issue. But Reuven himself feels that it's only fair to give the bow to Shimon, because Shimon is a poor man. Levi is a rich man, he's a millionaire, but he doesn't want to start up with him. So Mele, he tells Yehude, you to go and grab the bow for Shimon. In such case, it's not fair to say, take some of him, because the Levi himself certainly has a right to pay whomever he wants to pay. And no one can tell him, you pay me, he wants to pay. He wants to pay this Malve, not the other Malve, for one reason or another. In other words, briefly, nature doesn't mean the Malve, nature means the Levi. Some of there is no question from the Gemara of Yino Bachoshe, because Yino Bachoshe was the Maove. So the Maove appointed him. So then we can say, these are the Terutzi that they give and Tesis Kashi against Rashi. Because, how can...